Hey guys, it's Tyler Watson with Impact to Income. Welcome to the show. And today I'm going to continue talking about relationships and the power behind having yourself completely present in a relationship. So if you ever have you ever had this experience where you're with a loved one and they're like telling you something and you acknowledge them, but the reality of it is you actually weren't listening? Or have you ever had that experience where you're trying to get your spouse or your someone's attention and you want them to listen, yet it just doesn't seem to land? Like you're talking and then they can't repeat back what you said and you're all over the place, right? So I want to share with you a technique that helps raise the presence in your relationships. And all relationships, no matter where you're at, it always starts with you. I can't tell you how many clients and people I serve that say, oh, but Tyler, you don't know my spouse, or do you have a way to help my spouse get on board, or this or that or that. And I love the phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, but you can sure salt its oats. So how do you salt its oats? Well, if you salt oats enough, either they will drink, meaning they're going to change, or they're going to die of thirst. And 99% of the people drink. So don't down yourself if you don't think that you can influence the people around you. You are more powerful than you know. And in this segment today, I want to teach you how to increase your power. Okay, so you guys ready for this? Super simple, as are all things, but it's just, can you do them? Can you be consistent with it? So here it is. Anytime you feel like you want to unplug, meaning you want to zone out, you're done working, or you've had a rough day, or a lot of stress, or whatever, and you feel that desire to unplug, or turn to the television, or turn to Facebook, or YouTube, or a video game, or something that is kind of like an addictive mindset, usually dealing with media. Anytime you get that, before you take action on it, communicate with someone verbally. Meaning if you have a spouse, just talk to them and be like, hey, honey, I just want to talk to you for a second. How's your day? And even though you don't want to, and that's the last thing you want to do, the moment you start to converse, it changes our thinking and our psychology in your brain, where instead of turning off the learning process by tuning out and doing something different, you actually allow your brain and your personal power to grow and increase. And so it's super simple, yet makes a huge difference in your ability to be present with your loved ones. Okay, so anytime you get this feeling to withdraw, do the exact opposite, and then you can withdraw. It's okay if you withdraw, just be present to it, be aware of it. And before you withdraw, have a communication, some form of communication verbally where you're talking with somebody before you do it. When doing this, you'll find an incredible amount of awareness come to your mind. And you'll actually find you'll want to withdraw less and less and less. So give this a shot. I'd love to hear about your comments and how these tools are working in your relationships. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the show and get plugged in through our emails or hop on to Impact to Income website, and we'll just help serve you to the highest possible way. So thanks. Go give this a shot. It'll make a huge difference, and I look forward to hearing your guys' results.